Pray that God blesses you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. We all know it. The Bible says, "For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the world, before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." Amen. Take our text out of verse 19. We're going to simply, "Lord, help us tonight preach on the precious blood." Amen. The precious blood. Let's all bow our heads. God of heaven, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would come by, Lord, and we ask that you would help us and help those and just help us all tonight to receive of your word. And God, just give us a good time around the altars. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The precious blood. Amen. I preached on it lately because it just has meant a lot to me lately. More I study it, the more it is meant, the more that it is closer to me. Amen. But tonight the theme of the Bible is the blood of Christ. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation, it is all down through the Bible. It is seen as a very scarlet thread. You cut out the blood from the Word of God, and what do you have? Amen. Tonight you got a Bible without a heart. You got a gospel without saving power. Amen. Tonight you got a message that is hopeless. You remove the blood from any one of our bodies here tonight, and all that you got is a dead corpse. Amen. Tonight you take the blood of Calvary from Christianity, and all that you got is just a lifeless creed as any other religion instead of a living faith.
Right.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. In Hebrews 9:19, it talks about how that after Moses read the law to Israel, that he took the blood that was in the basin and he sprinkled some of the blood on the people, and he sprinkled some of the blood on the book or the Bible, and he did that because he was entering a blood covenant. Amen. But I believe he also sprinkled the blood upon the book tonight simply because without the blood on the Bible, amen, the Bible is just another book. It's just a lifeless book tonight. And so, amen, he sprinkled upon the Bible. Amen. Tonight, church, I still believe in the precious blood of Jesus.
Right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Lewis E. Jones understood it when he wrote, "There is power in the blood."
Right.
Amen. William Cowper understood it when he said, "There is a fountain filled with blood." And I heard even one preacher give an illustration that I might get it all right. Amen. But he talked about a father. Amen. That was a drunkard, a low-life man. He didn't care for his wife. He didn't care for his child. Amen. And he had a little baby girl. He drunk all the money away, and one day his little baby girl died, and he was in the bar. The people went and got him and said, "If you want to come and see your daughter for the last time, come and see her." They already had that daughter laid out in the casket, even all ready to go. And it says that man went in there and he looked at his daughter and he stayed there for a minute. And the story goes on to say that he took the shoes that was on her feet and he took them off. He went right straight back to the bar, threw the shoes on the counter and said, "Give me whatever these will buy." Even that bartender looked at him and he said, "I had to kill you right here and now." Amen. But it goes on later on, this man gets saved. And after he got saved, every year that man went back to that daughter's grave and he carried with him a little bottle. And he lifted his hands up to heaven. He said, he sung a song, "There is a fountain filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's veins." And I said, it don't matter who you are, it don't matter what you are or what you've been, even God's blood is still able to save. It's still able to move. It's still able to cleanse tonight. The Bible magnifies the blood, so much so that Hebrews, the Bible says that without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission. Peter here calls it precious blood. Even why did he call it precious? We all heard of precious jewels and precious treasures. They're precious simply because they're hard to find. They're not easily obtainable. You got to look for them pretty well. Amen. I watched it at all tonight that of all the millions and thousands and billions of people, amen, that has ever graced the face of this earth, amen, count them, amen, if you could, amen, from Adam all the way till now, there's only been one person that has ever walked the face of this earth, amen, and he walked it without sin. He died sinless and spotless. Amen. That's why his blood is precious tonight, because there's only one blood like it. There's only one person behind it. Precious blood. Amen. The blood is the power for our prodding or our journey. Amen. There's strength in our Christian journey through the blood. At the Passover, we all know that they took the blood and put it on the doorpost and upon top, and it says they ate the Passover lamb with their shoes on and their staff in their hand. And that was the last meal they ate. Amen. And it gave them strength for the journey. Amen. Tonight, our bodies, you and I's bodies, are made up of cells. Amen. Every one of our cells is dependent upon the blood. And you and I's blood travels. Amen. Every place that it needs. Amen. One of the things that our body needs and requires, our body requires oxygen. Amen. The red blood cells carry oxygen to the cells. And you and I tonight cannot live without air. And you cannot get your air, the oxygen, the breath that you need, except, amen, through the blood. The Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. And tonight you and I cannot have, amen, spiritual life that we need to make it on our day-to-day journey, except, amen, the blood of Christ is upon you and I. Amen. Jesus said, except you drink my blood and you eat my flesh, amen, there is no life in you. Amen. Too many times we're going around just half making it. I wonder why we need a fresh cleansing dip back in the fountain of blood. Oil wells, after they explode the rocky reservoirs, bring forth oil much more abundantly. Amen. That's what the blood does to you and I. It broke Satan's chains and bonds. Now we can live forever. Amen. The body not only requires oxygen, the body requires water. You can live 3 or 4 days without water, but every drop of water that you drink, amen, it travels to the body, amen, to the body cells, and it travels through the blood. Amen. Jesus said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Amen. He said, but if you told the woman at the well, if you drink of this water, you shall thirst again. Amen. But if you drink of the water that I give you, you'll never thirst again. The Bible said that when that lady went back to the city to tell everybody about Jesus, it says she left her water pots there. Why? Because she didn't have no need of them anymore. Amen. She found no water. Amen. Not some dry pump that's got to be aided by exhortation and stimulation, but she found an artesian well tonight. Amen. How about your well tonight? Has he got to be pumped and prayed? Or if you come to church tonight overflowing with the power of Jesus Christ upon you, we need the precious blood tonight. In the Old Testament, Caleb's daughter, amen, he gave her her husband some land. She looked at Caleb, and she said, wilt thou give me also the upper and the nether springs? Amen. Caleb had water to give. Amen. Tonight, you and I, amen, to need to have some springs flowing inside of us. Amen. That when the world comes to you and I and say, Christian, what do you have? Amen. Churchgoer, what do you have? Oh, you'll say, I'll give you the nether springs. They were able to give them the upper springs tonight and point them back to Jesus. The body requires oxygen, water, but it also requires food.
You can get along food with about 40 days, maybe a little more, and your cells begin to shrivel and die. You must have food to sustain life. The food we take is taken in and digested. It's absorbed through the intestinal tract and carried through the bloodstreams to the body cells. Amen. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He said, I am the bread of life. Amen. Tonight, I believe, you know why so many people tonight, amen, do not enjoy the presence of God, amen, like they should. They do not enjoy reading the Word of God like they should. Amen. They don't enjoy coming to church. When they do, it's half-heartedly and just half the time. And why people don't enjoy to live in holiness and live in separated from the world. Amen. Because we're too busy, instead of taking the blood of Jesus spiritually, so to speak, in our life, we're too busy trying to crawl out from underneath the blood. Too many times we're like a submarine under the water with our periscope up, even checking out what's going on in the world around us. Either that, or we've been too busy feasting on the things of the world and taking in things we shouldn't now. Amen. We've got a blood clogged artery spiritually. And when God, amen, Spirit wants to move upon us, amen, He can't move upon us because there's too many things He's got to get through. Amen. He's got to get through our half-heartedness. He's got to get through our bitterness and our worldliness. Amen. He's got to get through all those things tonight. Amen. That's why the Bible says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. That's why the Bible said, for the preaching of the cross, amen, is to them that perish foolishness. Why? Because they've never stepped under that fountain, amen, that cleanses from all sin. They never stepped underneath that fountain that breathes everything that we ever need and can ever want, church. It comes to the blood of Jesus tonight. We have a supply of living water. We have the breath of God and heavenly manna. Amen. The old song says, amen, it's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, church, amen, it's the precious blood tonight. And there's the blood as consecration for service. Leviticus 8, talking about when they consecrated the priest. Amen. They put blood on the tip of their right ear and the tip of their thumb and the tip of the right foot. Amen. Why? Symbolizing we need God's, amen, blood upon the things that we take into our body if we're going to do the work of God. Amen. Because we, amen, we do it underneath the blood. Amen. When too many people try to do the work to God themselves or with their knowledge or with their ability or with their talent. Amen. If we're going to make a difference in the world, we have got to stay underneath the blood. Amen. Tonight, church, if the blood's on our feet, we wouldn't follow after Satan so many times. It's on our ear. When Satan comes knocking our door and starts whispering and making us doubt God if the blood's on our ear. Amen. The devil just has to go back away because he cannot come across that bloodline if you and I are living right. Amen. The high priest in the temple, amen, once a year he went to the Holy of Holies where the presence of God was. Amen. But before that, amen, high priest ever heard a voice from God, before he ever seen the Shekinah glory, he placed the blood upon the mercy seat. Only after the blood was placed did he hear from God. Amen. Tonight, we need to hear from God. Amen. We need to hear from God in church, but we also need to hear from God at home. Amen. That's why you and I have got to go daily. Say, God, cleave to me daily. Lastly tonight, amen, there's power in the blood to overcome Satan. What does it say in Revelation? And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. In the body, the white blood cells act as little soldiers. We cut ourselves, they hasten there to set up a wall of defense. And tonight, church, through Christ's death and through His shedding of His blood, we can come Satan as Jesus overcame. He said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen. Sometimes I think our prayer needs to be, amen, Jesus, you've overcome the world. Now overcome the world in me tonight. Amen. Tonight I want you and I to know Satan might attack us. Satan might depress us. Satan might war against you and I. But Satan is no match for the blood. Amen. Satan's got to run at the blood. He's got to back away at the blood. He's got to flee. It's the blood, right? It's precious, yeah. Holy blood tonight. Yeah. Satan's nickname, Beelzebub, means Lord of the Flies. Lord or Prince of the Flies, and dead blood will quickly attract to itself flies, which will breed corruption in the coagulating blood. But tonight, Jesus' blood has exactly the opposite effect. It repulses Beelzebub and his demons forever. Amen. Tonight there is victory for you and I all the way to heaven. Why? Because Satan can't cross the bloodline. If you and I stay back away from it and stay underneath the blood and not try to be peeking out at the world and not be taking in things, amen, that causes the blood of Jesus to cease to flow. Napoleon, after his defeat, he took a map of the world and he pointed to the British Isles, which was colored red on the map. And he said, were it not for that red spot, I would have conquered the world. Him and he took everybody. It wasn't for that red spot. Him and I would have conquered the world. Amen. Satan has to go back to Calvary and point to the cross, and he says to say, if it were not for that red spot, even on that cross, I could have conquered the world tonight, church. If it wasn't for that red spot on Calvary, amen, my friend, you would have been conquered tonight. You would have still been enslaved in sin. You would have still been followed after the devil. Amen. Oh, but thank God, amen, for that red spot. That precious blood that was shed. Even now we're here tonight. Why? You and I here are for one reason. Because the blood that was shed on Calvary, Satan is conquered by the blood. Amen. He's conquered by the blood. Amen. Mrs. Woodworth Elder, she was an early Pentecost. Amen. In her revival meetings, I think there was in Los Angeles and Chicago. Amen. She used to get up and my face sprinkle the blood upon the crowd. And people, amen, came as they came up the altar, fell prostrate before God and were healed. And when he got filled with the Holy Ghost, why? Because church, there is still power in the blood of Jesus. And all. It's for the sinner tonight. But oh, it's for you and I too. We still need the blood. We still need the dip of the blood. We still need the power of the blood tonight. Amen. If we want spiritual life and nourishment and refreshment and victory tonight, we've got to stay under the blood. Amen. We can't afford to let our spiritual arteries get clogged up tonight. Amen. Tonight, let's stand as I close with this. As we stand. Amen. There was some people in South America, and they was bringing contraband from one country to another. So as they was traveling down the river bringing their contraband, the authorities from both countries came upon them and began to chase these people. And so as they looked back and seen the authorities riding right behind them, amen, the story goes that they took out their contraband, amen, and threw it over, hoping that it would sink and not leave a trail, that they would not be caught. But it goes on to say the packages were packed so tight that they didn't sink right away. And they begin to leave a trail. As they begin to leave a trail tonight, one man said, he cried out and he said, they don't sink. They don't sink. They don't sink. Amen. And tonight, church, I don't know about you, but if we try to cover up our sins any other way, amen, then the precious, very precious blood of Jesus Christ, you and I will eventually be forced to say, amen, what happened? Amen, nobody knew. Amen, amen. Maybe you're just overlooking him tonight. Maybe you're passing him on to another day. And you say, well, God doesn't know. Mom or dad or the preacher or the youth pastor don't know. Amen, I'll just cover him up a little longer. Amen, but I want you to know tonight, church, amen, the only way they're going to be covered, the only way you're going to find happiness, the only way you're going to make it to heaven, is if we say, God, I realize that I need you. I need you.
Amen.
Amen. Let's all bow our heads tonight. Amen. Tonight, church, it's precious blood. Precious. Amen. But to the sinner first tonight, I asked you, have you experienced the power of the blood of Jesus? Amen. Have you came to that fountain? Amen. That's filled with blood that's drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Amen. Have you received your cleansing? Amen. Have you given your life to Jesus tonight? As Brother Collins said, who knows how many altar calls we'll have? More in our life. Amen. What about you tonight? Amen. Amen. Do you need Jesus tonight? The altar's open tonight for you. Amen. For you, if you've been putting off your salvation. For you, if you've been trying to cover your sins. Amen. The altar's open and Jesus is waiting. Amen. He's waiting right here with that precious blood. He's waiting right here for you. And he said, won't you get saved? I'll give you the life you need. I'll give you the sustenance you need. I'll give you the refreshment you need. I'll give you everything you need tonight. Amen. This altar's open for you if you're not saved. Tonight, if you're saved, how's your spiritual life? Amen. Do you have a blood clot maybe spiritually? Do you have clogged spiritual arteries maybe? And church just isn't what it used to be. And the house of God just isn't what it used to be to you. The presence of God isn't as important as it once was. What about you? Amen. Tonight God can open them spiritual arteries. Amen. Tonight as we come around the altar, let's thank Jesus for the blood. Let's ask Him, all of us, to cleanse us one more time. To refresh us one more time as we make our way to the altar. And say, God, cleanse me one more time. Amen. God, I want that precious blood. I need it and I thank you for it, Lord. Mm-hmm.